I need a good designed e-portfolio that when you open it up, obviously you've got your splash screen, helps set the scene for the rest of the work. The planning page, you've put the plan in context. You haven't attached your mind map, so don't forget to attach your mind map, but you have given me an initial plan. I would like to see more than just the one plan. Obviously the initial plan was the starting plan that you were working against, and then you've got maybe two or three different versions leading up to a final plan where the dates should have changed and you've added the comments in, but your initial plan identifies the main tasks and the subtasks. However, without providing any evidence of project management skills throughout, without having a different plan to go alongside the first plan, you won't be able to get anything outside of Mark Band 1. So make sure that you include this evidence, which I'm sure you do have. The logo, some really good design work for the logo. In fact, some of the best design work in the class. I really like how you've looked at this page. You can see how your project has developed, and you can see that you've actioned changes in your product as it's gone through, and you've created a really good logo in that respect. Do at the bottom of the page where you talk about Photoshop, do talk about the software and the different features of that software that you actually used, but that is a really good presented piece of work. The same thing is true of the shop front. Excellent designs. It'd be nice if you could see those a bit clearer, maybe make them thumbnails so when you click on them it opens the whole page, because they are a little bit difficult just because of the quality of the scan. It's not a major problem at the minute, because you can see again your work really progresses well throughout, and it ends with a really good piece of work that's been created, so well done for that. The packaging, similar problem again with the hand-drawn designs, doesn't really clearly stand out, so if you can make sure that we can link those to a bigger file, when you click on it opens up the full document so you can see the information, but you have created a good final document. What you don't have in there, however, is the 2D designs themselves with the dim lines and such added, and in fact that's also true of the shop front as well. You don't actually have the 2D design work that you've done with the dim lines, without the dim lines and any changes in between. You've got the final products, and the final products look good. Make sure on the final version that you've got everything that it asks for. It does ask for a collage, and I can see that you've got the spiders on there, but it's not really a collage, so maybe have a think about how you can improve that, how you can make it look a little bit better and meet the brief. The flyer work is really good, an excellent flyer in fact, fits in with the theme of your takeaway restaurant, and it meets the brief, so that's excellent, well done.